Okay, here's one for you. What is the most requested song of accordionists? Can you play Far, Far Away? Okay, yes, the accordion is the butt of many a bad joke, and it's suffered from a major image problem in recent years, but some say that's changing. 300 squeeze box enthusiasts from around the country gathered this week in Philadelphia for the 65th anniversary of the American Accordionists Association. Joel Rose of member station WHYY filed this report.
50 of the nation's finest accordion players, most between the ages of 8 and 15, took to the streets of Philadelphia this week, serenading a crowd near the Liberty Bell with the Pennsylvania Polka. The conductor of this ragtag accordion orchestra is Frank Busso, a silver-haired music teacher from Staten Island, New York. Busso admits the instrument has suffered from its association with Lawrence Welk and the polka, but he insists the accordion is shedding that old stigma, really.
People say that it's square. People say, well, they think that Lawrence Welk, makes it square. But the generation today, they don't know who Lawrence Welk is. So I don't really think that that's valid. And I think now it's a new era. There's new times happening.
15-year-old Christina Terriaca from Springfield, Massachusetts, says the accordion is overcoming its dorky reputation.
You hear it a lot more on pop music, and even artists such as Jewel, Sheryl Crow, Shakira has been using it in her music. So it's been coming up in more popular songs and giving it a more positive outlook.
Accordionist Andrea Caruso of Detroit, Michigan, is on her way to an international competition in Hungary this fall. The two-time junior national champion says the accordion doesn't get enough credit for its versatility.
People still think that you can only play polkas on it, but it's really not true. The different types of styles you can play, like Bach, Scarlatti, there's so many contemporary pieces people wouldn't even realize that you can play.
It's not just in pop and classical music circles that the accordion's stock is rising. The instrument benefited from the boom in Cajun and Zydeco music in the 1980s and 90s, and its Argentine cousin, the bandoneon, is a major ingredient in the tango music of composers like Astor Piazzolla. But maybe the best measure of the accordion's newfound hipness, says festival coordinator Frank Busso, is that it popped up in a Volkswagen commercial.
I was in the kitchen, and the TV was on. I had to stop and say, what is that? It was just magnificent. So it's really coming back. You may not necessarily see it, but you hear it a lot more.
To a generation raised on electronic music, Busso thinks, the much maligned accordion sounds authentic and pure. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.